Hi, this is Liz and welcome to my podcast, Spiritually Speaking with Liz. Today I'm going to be talking about New Year and New Year's resolutions or not, because it's not something that I really agree with, and I'll tell you why. When people have a New Year's resolution, it's a pressure. It's the I'm going to join the gym. Many moons ago I worked in a gym. And in January, you were absolutely flooded. In the first week, everybody was there. And by the second week, still. By the third week, tailing off. By the fourth week, loads had gone. And by February, then there were just the people who enjoyed it. And that's the key, enjoyed it. People do New Year's resolutions because they feel that they have to do, or it's something they feel they need to do. I need to get fit. Instead of I want to, which is a whole other gamut of things as far as I'm concerned. But for me, a new year, I do sort of have not a resolution, maybe something I do every year. I have journal prompts and I generally do a 21-day challenge of some sort. So it's generally a meditation challenge. It's generally a uncovering yourself type thing, going a little bit deeper, and that's what I tend to do New Year. But I start with, as I'm going into the New Year, so from like today onwards, I'll start with what have I learned in this year? So grab your journal and just write these prompts down. What have you learned in 2022? So have there been some big lessons for you? Did you fall asleep at the wheel? That's what I call it when you shut off your spiritual practice. So I can tell you I did, because as you'll see in other videos, I had hormonal problems, shall we call it. And for January to March, April, I didn't sleep. And through that time, my spiritual practice was because I was so fuzzy headed, it sort of wasn't that I tried to do it, but it was quite half-hearted, I'm not going to lie. And it wasn't until I started getting on top of things in April that I started to get to grips with that. And then for me, in the summer, I did a podcast with Becky with the cacao ceremony, you know, drinking the cacao. And I have done that every morning since. And that's really worked for me. So it's finding the things that work for you and bringing them into 2022. So what did you learn? So it can be good things or bad things. You know, I will never do that again. I will always put myself first. You know, I'll stop let people trampling through my boundaries, or I will create boundaries. That always tends to be the key to most things, I'm not going to lie. So jot that down. What did I learn in 2022? And what no longer works for me? What experiences, it's not about the experience as much as your behaviour. What responses, my responses, did I not like? Did I think, okay, I'm not going to do that again. I'm going to learn from that. And what can I release? What can you let go of from this year that hasn't worked for you? What can you release that doesn't serve you anymore? These are the key questions to me. So it can be people as well, or groups of things. You know, if you're involved in a group of something and you're like, well, yeah, okay, I don't mind this, but I'm not really feeling it, then don't do it anymore. I'm all about following your bliss. And I can tell you following your bliss gives you a charmed life. I love my life. I'm so grateful for it. But I follow my bliss. I follow what makes me happy. And I follow the breadcrumbs as well, which I think are really important. So what are you ready to let go of? What can you release? What doesn't work for you anymore? Just sit, you know, with your journal, sit with some quiet music on, or just sit quietly and just write down what works for me, what doesn't work for me. And then on the positive, what did you enjoy in 2022? So for me, I really enjoyed rekindling my shamanic practices. I did my shamanic training a long time ago, like 2010, I think it was, 2012, something like that. And I did loads of journeying for people, soul retrieval, all that type of thing. And then I let it go, or life took over, moving back here, the shop. So I didn't do it quite so much. So with doing the cacao, it's just rekindled that within me. So I am definitely taking that into 2023. I thought that doing the cacao would be a fad for me, but it isn't. It stayed and it really works for me. So I'm not saying you have to do cacao, but it's finding what works for you. So like meditation, quiet time. Don't think about sat in a cave chanting om. Just quiet time or just something where you are absorbed. Some people running, they set off and it's their breathing, it's the footsteps on the floor. They enjoy it and it takes them into a mindset of that peace, of that quiet. So then that is their bliss. So what could you bring in? Either carry on from 2022 or bring in a new practice that would serve you well onto, it's sort of on the experience of what you've already done. So if you're into fitness and running, it's taking it that step further. Can you do it to listening to music? Can you change it? I'm not a runner. Can you change it with your breathing or your pace or, you know, whatever that could be? And it doesn't have to be that. It could be writing poetry. It could be painting. It could be drawing. It could be walks out in nature. Whatever makes you, gives you that feeling of, it makes your heart sing. That's your bliss. So follow that. It always leads to the good places. And visualize, where do I want to go in 2023? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to bring forward with me in my life? Who or what do I want to let go of? Who or what do I want to attract into my life? What kind of people do I want to be around? What kind of situations? Where do I want my work to go? I'm a really strong believer in visualization. So visualize on a morning, where is 2023 leading you? Who do you want to be? Who is the best version of you? What can really make you happy? What can really make you follow your bliss? And nobody can argue with that. You know, it's all about bringing into your life what makes you feel happy. Bringing into your life what can increase your health? What can increase your spirituality practices? What could increase your prosperity? What could increase your happiness, your love, your joy, your passions? It's all about bringing those forward and journaling. So having a clear point of where you want to go forward. And at the beginning of my journal, on the front page, I always write a word that feels poignant to me for my year ahead. I haven't thought of it yet, which is silly before I'm doing this. Well, I do now. It's growth. For me, it's my spiritual growth. Things have been changing, and I know it's the same for a lot of you. Things have been shifting. There's a lot going on. And I know that this will be a really good year for me, and I know that this will be a big year for me. So for me, it is then growth in all ways. And so with that, how can I grow? So do you see? So it's just journaling around that. And then my meditation, my 21-day challenge, I will base around that with meditations for growth, with little tasks I can do for growth, you know, pushing myself out of my comfort zone, starting to doing this. I didn't want to do podcasts particularly. I enjoy jibber jabbering about the spiritual things, but it came to me. I said, no, I know I did. Only for a day. Came back again the next day and I thought, okay, I'm listening. I'll do it. And you know, it really has pushed me out of my comfort zone. First, just doing the speech with the microphone. And then it was, people were saying, you should put it on your YouTube channel. I was like, who wants to see me talking? But I thought, okay, I'll do it. Because we all have different ways which we listen to things, podcasts or YouTube, whatever. And so I followed that, pushed myself out of my comfort zone. So I will continue to do that and I will continue to grow with that. Because remember, the more you push yourself out of your comfort zone, the bigger your comfort zone becomes, the more areas you can cover. It, you know, life's exciting. And to me, this is the beginning. We're coming out of the dark. The light's starting to, you know, the nights are starting to get lighter now. And so we still want to embrace the dark. I've always been one. I want to run away from the shadows. Not shadow work. I'm a bit of a, I do dive head on into that and I've done a lot of it. But when it gets to December 21st, I'm always like, yay, here we come, the light's coming. But this year I'm sitting in the dark and I'm enjoying that nurturing. I'm enjoying that when I finish meditating, it's still dark or the sun is just about to come up. You can just see the hints of it coming up. So carrying that forward, where can you bring your bliss into 2023? So do your journal prompts and do yourself, you could do yourself a 21-day plan. You could find a meditation practice that you liked or the running or, you know, whatever suits you. But then also out into life, what could make you happy? What would push you a little bit more? And what will tie in with your keyword? So it's just all about bringing all things together and being aimed at where you want to go. And the visualization is really important. Having that quiet time with your meditation. And it doesn't matter what time of day you do it. For me, it's always morning because it sets me up for my day. A lot of people prefer afternoon. For me, I'm always morning, but if I've got a day off, I must admit, I do love a meditation around 3 o'clock because everything's done and it's just me, nothing else to do. So it's just about sinking things into your life and finding what works for you. Remember, there's no rules. It's your way. Always, it's your way. Don't be told you must do it this way. You must meditate that way. Yes, learn from people, but find out what feels best for you. What gives you that joy? What gives you that little flutter, that little bit of happiness? And then you always know you're on the right track. Remember, you are your own guru. G-U-R-U. Get it? G-U-R-U. I love that. So with that in mind, get your word. Get your journal out, do your prompts. What are you letting go of? What are you bringing forward? And remember, you are your own guru. There's always teachers about. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear, be it via podcasts, via books, via videos, something somebody says to you, physically a teacher coming. But ultimately, at the end of the day, everything that you need to know is inside here. And don't forget that. So I wish you a really happy new year, abundant, full of everything you want, lots of joy, love, laughter and happiness. Take care. Thanks for listening and I'll see you soon. Bye.